Good morning, Hobart. I'm Sam Fantasia with the latest news on demand. Hundreds studying at the University of Tasmania are looking for a new place to live. Advised first years will get priority access to student accommodation in 2019. UTAS says it's due to high demand, advising current residents to find somewhere new on websites like Gumtree. This student, who doesn't want to be named, says that's not good enough.
What is this? You don't look after a group of your students. You look after all your students. We're all paying fees. We all need to have a say in it. It's no good just accommodating for first years and then saying, oh, well, that's hunky-dory.
Tasmanian Greens leader Cassie O'Connor says any time a young Australian dies of a drug overdose at a music festival, it shows we need pill testing. The comments come after a woman overdosed at a Sydney festival over the weekend. The Liberals remain against it, stating it's quality control for dealers. However, Ms O'Connor says it's about harm reduction.
Every time we hear of another young person dying at a music event or a festival in Australia, surely we should be moving even fast towards a safe pill testing regime.
Taxpayers have forked out more than $4.5 million since Malcolm Turnbull left the top job as Prime Minister. New figures show the cash contributed to redundancy packages of almost 35 staff who chose not to stay on and work for Scott Morrison. 12 of Julie Bishop's staff also left their gig at the nation capital. Bruny Island residents no longer have to travel to the Greater Hobart area to receive medical care. Six doctors now on a rotating on-site schedule. Since 2010, the island struggled to retain health staff, but head GP Dr. Bastian Seidel says a new 10-year deal means residents have certainty moving forward.
The idea was always to attract a very stable workforce, and unfortunately that hasn't happened. So it's been, you know, 8 years in the making, and we are now moving away from the short-termism, ad hoc and locum support to a permanent GP workforce here.
And a heads up for Tasmanian travellers. Expect to have your cabin baggage thrown on the scales if you're flying on a domestic Virgin service from today onwards. The airline's the latest to enforce its weight restrictions for carry-on after Qantas tightened the belt last week. Sport, coming up next. Queensland have defeated Tasmania in their final Sheffield Shield matchup before the summer of Big Bash cricket. The Bulls had to make history to do it, though, pulling off the fourth highest final innings run chase at Blunston Arena, set 414 for victory. The visitors got there with about half an hour to spare in the day. And the Aussies are now 1-0 down in the Test series, with India scoring their first win on Australian soil in a decade, taking out the first Test by 31 runs.